Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is Dave Gibson. And our show today is on mantras. We're going to be going through different mantras and talking about mantras, but especially just doing the sound of mantras. So once again, as we often try to do, instead of just talking about things, we try to, you know, bring you into the experience and give the experience of raising your consciousness. Too many people are talking about raising consciousness instead of just doing it. So that's really the essence. So our intention today is that you may find the right mantra for you at the right time. So before we get started, I want to tell you about a few things that are happening at the school here. We've got, first of all, this Friday the 20th, we have a meetup where we're going to be toning intentions. We actually do this in the classes where we'll choose an intention and then we'll actually tone it for about an hour and a half. And it's really cool because when you get in the zone of being able to tone an intention without distraction, it's really powerful, especially when you get a room full of people toning an intention without distraction. Not only can you heal people, but you can raise people's consciousness. You can add a very powerful vibration to the planet because when you have 100% focus, it's really quite amazing what an intention can do. And of course, intention has been proven by the work that Dr. Emoto's done, but also many clinical experiments have been done that have proven intention that are shown in the book by Len McTaggart, the intention experiment. So we're going to be toning various intentions for about 10 minutes each, sometimes maybe even a little bit longer. We're going to be doing things like gratitude and love and compassion and joy and just getting in the zone. And what's cool is I found that when you tone an intention for more than just 2 minutes or even a minute, it becomes really easy to stay in the zone because the sound becomes the intention. And also, the more you do it, it's just you get really high. I mean, when we toned compassion for an hour and a half, oh my God, we were so high. And when we did joy, we were just giddy. When you do joy for an hour and a half, I mean, in some places in India, of course, there's some workshops people will tone for like a whole day. And it's amazing what it does because the vibration gets into every cell in your body. So that's this Friday. It's just $5. If you're in the area, come on down. If you're not, hop on a flight. And then on Sunday, this coming up, Friday is the 20th of April. On Sunday, the 22nd, we're actually going to be having an open house from 1 to 6. And we're going to be talking about the whole field of sound healing. We'll also be doing lots of meditations. We'll be putting people on sound tables. It's a whole experience. Even if you're not interested in classes, you should come for the experience because by the end of the day, we are humming. We are humming big time. Also, let's see what else we have happening. We've got our certificate program in sound healing starting up again May 21st. We've got the 3.5-month program, which is mostly Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday nights, mostly Tuesday and Wednesday nights, and then it's for 3.5 months, and then that's the certificate. That's the beginning of the associate degree program. It's also some weekends as well. And it's powerful, very powerful program. We've been doing it for 10 years now. Have some amazing instructors. We also have the Summer Intensive. Now, the Summer Intensive is made for people who are out of town, who want to just come and get the full experience in a short amount of time and then head home. So that's June 10th to the 23rd, and it's like 10 to 9:30 every day. We've never killed off a person yet, and it's amazing. You get in the zone, and you go deeper and deeper and deeper. very immersive, and people come out completely transformed. If you can't make that one, we have another one August 5th to the 17th. And if you could make both, you get the certificate program. Or you could just do one and do the rest of the program online. And we also have our online program starting April 21st, which is this Saturday. And that is two nights a week, Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. San Francisco time, and then 10 to 1 in the morning San Francisco time on Saturday, that is. And if you can't ever make a class, you can always watch the videos. Or if you'd like to just watch the videos of classes, we can do check-ins every couple of weeks on the phone and get you back up to speed. So it's easy, multiple ways you can do the class. You could do combinations of classes here and online or by video. And so, again, that's April 21st, and then another start time about a month after that. All of this information is online at soundhealingcenter.com. And you can always email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Or you can call me at 415-777-2486. We also have the audio production classes, sound healing audio production, starting up May 21st. And that's three nights a week or so at the Institute. And we've got that version online. You could start this week or next week if you like. And the online version is very cool. You actually learn Pro Tools and how to use all different mixing and producing equipment and how to use sound to affect you at a really deep level, much deeper, regardless of the style of music, even if you're not interested in doing sound healing music, even if you're doing dance music or rock or heavy metal for that matter, we can help you make it more powerful. And it's an incredible class. My book, The Art of Mixing, is the number one selling book in the world. So those are some of the things we have happening. We also have a workshop. If you're in the area, we're doing a workshop at Yoga of Sausalito on May 9th. I think it is. Might be May 11th, whatever Friday that is. And then we've also got another presentation at 4th Street Yoga coming up in, not till July, actually. So we're cruising around. Oh, we're going to be at the New Living Expo here in San Francisco in just 2 weeks. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 27th, 28th, and 9th. We'll have two sound tables set up, and we'll be vibrating people into bliss all day long. And I'm doing a talk at the expo on Saturday night. I think it's 4 or 5 p.m. So come on down. It's very cheap to get in. A lot of cool people doing presentations. And, of course, 5 billion booths that have really trippy stuff going on. Okay. So, again, soundhealingcenter.com or call me at 415-777-2486. So we just finished a whole day. Actually, we're in the middle. We've got another whole day tomorrow of the Sound of Love workshop, which, by the way, is coming up online in about a week, actually starting next Saturday if you wanted to do it online on two Saturdays. And very powerful workshop. So I'm pretty much in the zone right now. We just did tuning fork treatments and bowl treatments on each other with the energy of love, and it's really incredible. And then just a few days ago in the class, we did a toning of an intention of gratitude. Very powerful class. We set the intention of gratitude and tuned into the energy of gratitude. We talked about all the things we're grateful for, including love and light and our bodies and all the abundance we have. I mean, God, we've got houses, we've got running hot water, we've got showers, we've got, you know, tons of things to be grateful for, not to mention spirit and source. And we toned it for an hour and a half. We did multiple tracks, and we were really careful to hold the intention of gratitude 100% in focus the whole time. So I want to play it. It's about 10 minutes long, and we toned om and ah and ooh. We did a synthesizer part. We also have binaural beats going on. And then there's some extra little sparkles I threw in the mix as well. So the deal here is to tune in to the feeling of gratitude. Often we pull up the feeling of gratitude for our physical heart. But you can also think of, you know, things you're grateful for, nature, the beauty we live in, the abundance we live in, your health, your relationships, all the different things. Think of all the gratitude, all the things you can be grateful for in your life, and bring those up and feel those. And then make the sound of that gratitude along with the group here who are also holding the energy of gratitude for the planet. could live in gratitude all the time. Just humming that note. Nice. That will be on the holding frequency CD, which we have of all the different intentions. I'll be adding that to it probably this week, if you're interested in getting that. So, mantras. Let's talk about mantras. Mantras are really powerful. There's some good information on the web by this guy, Thomas Ashley Ferrand, who apparently wrote a book about mantras. He says things like, in mainstream Vedic practices, most Buddhist techniques, and classical Hinduism, mantra is viewed as a necessity for spiritual advancement and high attainment. The Dalai Lama states, therefore, without depending upon mantra, Buddhahood cannot be obtained. There are different traditions, but the basic concept is that mantras are energy-based sounds. So there's the sound component of the actual words producing physical vibration. And these words are words that have, from ancient times, been known to create very specific changes physically and emotionally, and especially in the etheric bodies of people. So the actual sounds are very specific. I had somebody say once, God, why are you trying to figure out all the different frequencies and how they affect the body? It was done long time ago with the mantras and Sanskrit. They figured out precisely how different sounds affect you. And that's why they often call Sanskrit a light language. So saying any word produces an actual physical vibration. Over time, if we know what the effect of the vibration is, then the word may come to have meaning associated with the effect of saying that vibration or word. This is one level of energy basis of words. The other is intent, and that's setting your intention for the words to change you physically, mentally, emotionally, and especially spiritually. So when you put the two together, they contain the vibration contains that additional mental component which influences the result of saying it. The sound is the carrier wave, and the intent is overlaid upon the waveform. In either instance, the word is based upon energy. There's a general meaning which has come to be associated with mantras. The only lasting definition is the result of the effect of saying the mantra. Human consciousness is really a collection of states of consciousness which distributively exist throughout the physical and subtle bodies. Each organ has a primitive consciousness of its own. That consciousness allows it to perform functions specific to it. Then come the various systems. The cardiovascular system, the reproductive systems, and other systems have various organs or body parts working at slightly different stages of a single process. Or you can think of them as different notes or different musical intervals in a song. Like the organs, there is a primitive consciousness also associated with each system. And these are just within the physical body. These all so exist within subtle bodies as well. So individual organ consciousness is overlaid by system consciousness, overlaid again by subtle body counterparts, and so on. So when we say mantras start a powerful vibration which corresponds to a specific spiritual energy frequency and state of consciousness in seed form. Saying this over and over creates a rhythm which will entrain you into a very specific brainwave state. If you do a rhythm that's really slow, like this, then over and over and over, you're being entrained into Delta. If you do a much faster mantra, like Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om, then you can get as fast as Alpha. The repetition also allows your brain, your thinking brain, to stop functioning, to go to sleep, that is, which allows you to go to a deeper spiritual level, to really tune into your soul, to tune into your part of your brain that is not the thinking brain, to tune into much deeper levels where you're really hearing and feeling the sound as opposed to the actual, you know, thoughts of it. So mantras are very powerful tools, very powerful tools. Now, I have to tell you, I'm not a mantra specialist. We work with mantras a lot. We actually have three instructors here that work with mantras in detail, especially Suzanne Sterling, who is amazing with mantras, but also Evelyn is one of our instructors, and also Janice Arch. They are all work with the full range of mantras. So I may not get the pronunciation correct, but the intention is still here. So let's look at a couple of mantras now. Let's actually play with some of the mantras. One of the first ones I want to play with here, or set an intention to use, is Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. I had a girlfriend once who actually had Om Namah Shivaya on a CD playing in her living room nonstop, 24 hours a day. All the time she had it going. And it means the fire of transformation. So if you have anything in your life, think of something that you want to transform right now. Negative beliefs about yourself, beliefs about health, relationships, about money, the big belief that we are all separate. The biggest negative belief on the planet, we are all separate. Or if you have anything you can imagine about yourself that you just want to transform, although health, wealth, and relationships kind of take care of most of everything, well, you can focus on that now. And let's do Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Namo.
Oh, wrong song. Wrong song. That was close. That one's up. It's a little different song we'll play. That one was Om Namo Bhagavate. No. Not that one either. I'm just going to tone it. Thanks. Cool. Yeah, we'll play those later. Thanks. I'm just going to do this one over and over myself. Thanks. Thanks, though. I appreciate you being really present right there. Okay. So focus on what you'd like to transform. Now, ultimately, they say it's best to do 108 of these. We'll see how far we get on this first one. Okay. Okay. If you like, do it with me. If you can't do it out loud, do it silently. Om Namah Shivaya, 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 Om Namah Shivaya. It's always important to be silent and hear the silence at the end, because that's often where the healing happens, or where the transformation, where the actual intention manifests. Let's do another. It's one of my favorites here. This one is Om Shanti, 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 Om. It's about peace and recovery. If you have anything that you're recovering from living on this planet, being born, and you need to go to peace, then set your intention for that to happen now. Om Shanti 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 Om. 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 Nice. I always like the ones that end with Om. You know, when you do mantras also, it's interesting to really pay attention as to what note, what frequency you do it at. I mean, are you doing Om Shanti 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 Om, or Om Shanti 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 Om, and really tune in to what pitch seems to resonate the intention of the mantra. So if you really tune into the frequency of the intention first. So what intention would peace be for you? I often go to Om. But I could do that an octave higher. Om. Okay. Now, I want to play a song for you. This song is by Sanatam Kaur, or at least she's the one that's singing it. And I've got the actual lyrics of the mantra. This is Gobinde. And the lyrics are Gobinde, Mukande, Udare, Apare, Hariyang, Kariyang, Nirname, Gakame. And what this means is, God feeds me, God frees me. He gives to me, He's everywhere. Destroyer, Creator, nameless, pure love. God is so beautiful to me. The seven names of the Creator are Gobinde, one who sustains us. Mukunde, one who liberates us. Udare, one who uplifts us. Apare, who is infinite. Hariyang, who does everything. Kariyang, for which grace everything is done. Nirname, nameless, desireless. Akame, is by itself. So, if you like, you can sing along with this. Gobinde, Mukunde, Udare, Apare, Hariyang, Kariyang, Nirname, Abame, Akame. Now, what I like about this song is it just brings out joy in me. It's just the energy of joy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
play it here at the school when a song or something ends. We'll hold the silence for a couple of minutes, maybe 5, 10 minutes even. But on radio, it's not exactly the thing to do, huh? It's nice. So here's some other mantras. And if you don't get the spelling or can't understand the words here, you're welcome to email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, and I'll email you this list of mantras. We have Om Shring Maha Lakshmi Namaha. Om Shring, S-H-R-I-R-I-N-G, Maha Lakshmi Namaha, Namaha. And that's abundance. Om Shring Maha Lakshmi Namaha. Om Shring Maha Lakshmi Namaha. Om Shring Maha Lakshmi Namaha. Then we have Om Gam Ganapate Dam Namaha. I'm going to sing Ganapate. Om Gam Ganapate Namaha. Om Gam Ganapate Namaha. Om Gam Ganapate Namaha. That's removal of obstacles. We have one for enhancing relationships, including the divine. Om Klim Krishnaya Namaha. Om Klim Krishnaya Namaha. Om Klim Krishnaya Namaha. Klim is K-L-E-E-M. And then for inspiration and creativity, Om I'm Sarasvati Namaha. Om I'm Sarasvati Namaha. Om I'm Sarasvati Namaha. I'm is A-I-M. Sarasvati. Then for releasing boundaries, getting rid of boundaries and fierce, or setting boundaries, and fierce compassion. Fierce compassion, that's an interesting term. Fierce compassion. Om Dum Durgayai Namaha. Om Dum Durgayai Namaha. Om Dum Durmage Namaha. I like that one. No one comes inside me. And then, I am that I am. Tat Tvam Asi, Tat Tvam Asi, Tat Tvam Asi, Tat Tvam Asi. And then God is the jewel in the lotus. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Nice. You can certainly find these online as well if you ever want to check. Find them later. One of my favorites is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I bow to the Lord who lives in the hearts of all. Om is the name of that inside me which is aware of the unity of all things. Bhagavan means Lord, referring to Vishnu. Vasudevaya Devaya, meaning he who abides in all things and in whom all things abide, is the name of Krishna. Krishna is one of the most loved of all deities. He is considered to be a world teacher, for he is the source of the Bhagavad Gita, one of the most popular of all Eastern religious texts. People are drawn to Krishna because of his playfulness and joyful nature. So it's Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And this is the version by Deva Primal. Now, what's cool about this version is it was engineered by a guy named Lumen, used to be called Paul White. And Lumen actually has taken, he's figured out how to record thought forms. And he actually recorded the thought forms of Deva Primal actually meditating on transmitting love. And he records. He's got a special process using 148 tracks of Pro Tools with a microphone with a tube in it that's got a special gas in the tube, and he's able to record the thought form of transmitting love. And then he recorded receiving love, where she was just meditating on receiving love. And then she meditated on being one with the universe. So he's got three tracks in the background of this song. You can't hear them. They're just energetic tracks of Deva Premal meditating on transmitting love, receiving love, and being one with the universe. So we got a second thing going on in this mantra besides the actual beautiful voice and beautiful melody and beautiful recording as well. So enjoy this. And if we don't have time after this...
No.